The original opposition to the special event conditional use permit had to do with the applicant's desire to alter the top of the historic structure. After the Planning Commission approved the removal of one of the barrel shapes on the roof despite opposition from members of the community, the applicant found himself facing a new challenge, an appeal from the surrounding residents. Residents appealed the use of the facility for special events. The structure sits right on the border of the historic residential area, and neighbors say this outdoor rooftop space would negatively impact their quality of life. Those impacts include noise, traffic, and parking. Park City Planning Director Bruce Erickson says since the item was remanded back to the Planning Commission, the applicant hired a nationally recognized acoustic firm to conduct a technical study of the noise conditions a special event space on the historic building would produce. The result? Normal operations would stay within the noise ordinance, but people talking could exceed that ordinance. Because of that, Erickson says staff is recommending the Planning Commission turn down the CUP. The applicant, he says, still has some issues to deal with.
And a lot of it has to do with not necessarily the size of the thing, whatever the event wants to be, but the frequency of the event or the potential frequencies of the events and the overlaps between the events and our larger events in town. So there's still some additional work in there. The planning staff has been working with the applicant. The applicant is going to bring some additional information back and have a conversation with the Planning Commission so that the Planning Commission can make a determination one way or another.
Even with council's action, the applicant has continued with construction. Erickson says the applicant has other options should the special event use not be approved.
So for example, if they chose to go find a restaurant operator, they could put a restaurant in that space. They'd probably have to work on a commercial kitchen, but they could do it. The restaurant, it's an allowed use in the zone. The outdoor dining on that deck would be an administrative conditional use. So there's some alternative uses that could take place in that building. In addition, if I understand correctly, some, if not all, of the retail spaces have been leased out on the first floor, and we would do nothing to stand in the way of reconstructing the historic portion of the building. We got to get that thing back to the right condition.
But it's not just the residents who have concerns about the impacts of the project. Erickson says the city has plenty of other concerns that could impact city operations.
We have some significant concerns about event load in, load out, interfering with transit on Park Avenue. They have mitigated their sort of supplier load in, load out. So if they're delivering food or catering, they've got some storage space. But if they're operating like Stein's did over the weekend or like yesterday with three or four 45-passenger high-end motor coaches and they arrive at the same time and they queue up on Heber Avenue, we can't interfere with transit and we can't interfere with snow removal, and that affects site distances on Main Street and Heber Avenue. So there's a whole bunch of underlying operational planning that needs to take place, I think, before the staff is willing to suggest that they've met the conditions of approval.
The Planning Commission meets at 5:30 Wednesday afternoon in the City Council chambers at City Hall. I'm Melissa Allison, KPCW News.